Hey folks, this is Todd from TM Hunt Custom Knives.
Oh my.
There I was, minding my own business. I don't give a two penny about your moral conundrum. Hey, is this thing on? There's absolutely no excuse for what we are about to do. Thank you for being here. This on our first episode of the Toddcast, sponsored by none other than TM Hunt Custom Knives and our good friends at Kindred's Computers. I just want to take a little bit of an opportunity and tell you what all we got in mind as far as the Toddcast goes. Evidently, some of you people have absolutely nothing better to do than to listen to my bullshit, so therefore we decided to just make a little show out of it. And so we're just going to talk about things according to the world according to Todd. As far as knives, as far as outdoor stuff, as far as some good old-fashioned beer and beer drinking and all the things that most people, at least most people like me and you, if you're listening, all the things that we think's cool, well, this is why we are here. So, welcome to anybody that is here and listening. Appreciate the support, and I just thought that I would take this time to kind of iterate what is going to happen this in our episode one. I just want to give you an introduction of who I am and what I do and what I make, and just kind of build on it from there, and hopefully meet some great new friends. This knife making venture of mine has been quite an adventure. I've been very blessed, not only from the great graces of God to be able to work with my hands, but it has enabled me to carve out a little bit of a living. And not only that, but some of the most rewarding things is the places that I've been and the people that I have met. And this is just a kind of around the campfire talking bullshit type of thing. And you all will be encouraged to ask questions. My assumption is we will set up a link to where if you guys have any kinds of questions or comments that we can field them in any further episodes. I've already have some great ideas and some great friends as far as future guests and whatnot, but tonight I'm just going to take this opportunity to tell you a little bit about me, and we'll go from there. So, I assume that if you're already here, you already know that my name is Todd Hunt of TM Hunt Custom Knives. And the funny thing of it is, when I very first started out this as a profession, a lot of people called me Tim because they evidently weren't smart enough to see that there was no I. And they see TM and they automatically assume Tim, but funny thing of it is, and this is a different story, a lot of people just don't like to read, but yeah, we'll get to that later. But I am Todd. The M is my middle name, and Hunt, and I started out, I was born in 1974, so I guess I'm kind of the middle of the road, old guy, young guy, I don't know, but I made my very first knife in 1998, so For a lot of people that are just getting into the hobby, I guess that makes me sound pretty old. But I grew up in a good, loving family. My dad was, for lack of a better term, very resourceful. And he used to shoot traditional muzzleloader with my uncle. And they had some patch knives that my dad was using, and he borrowed one, and somehow he totally boogered it up. And my dad, understanding that he owed him a new knife but didn't want to buy him one, decided, well, hell, you know, hell, I can make you one. I work at Cummins Diesel, the plant that makes diesel engines for pickup trucks and semis and whatnot. And so my dad took on the task of making a knife for my uncle, and it knife making today in this day and age is a hell of a lot more existent than what it was back in those days. And I like to always kind of refer to knife making as kind of like the Lay's potato chips, about you can't just make one, or you can't just eat one. Well, knife making is the same way. If you actually are that much of a fan of the tool, you actually make one, and it turns out good, but it's never good enough. I will tell you guys now that I have made knives since 1998, and I still have the same fascination of I can make the next one better, and I have made hundreds and probably thousands of knives. I never did count them all, but so that bug hit my dad, and then him and my mom gave birth to me, and my dad was always a crafty fellow. He played golf on the weekends and mowed the grass and all the kinds of things that dad usually did. But there was a lot of times through the evening that the only tools that he had was a workbench that he made himself and a hacksaw and some hand files. And every once in a while, my mom came from a big family. She had... you guys are going to make me do math. Let's see. She was one of seven kids, and four of them were brothers, I believe. And every one of them hunted. So they were always coming home. We live in Indiana, so they was always coming home with deer horns and whatnot. And for Christmas every year, Dad would make one of them a knife. And I remember being a small child, about five or six, and I remember actually standing on a milk crate and watching Dad hand carve these knives out of saw blades or whatnot and put them together. And at the time, it was, don't get me wrong, it was crude, but Dad would put these things together and he would make a useful tool out of things just by working with his hands. And that absolutely amazed me and captivated me as a child. So, fast forward many, many years. Like I said, great parents, went through private school, high school, pretty much pissed it off because I liked to party and we had a lot of fun. Went to college and totally pissed that off too. You know, I'm the metaphorical the booger that you couldn't flip off the finger type of guy. I was the one that was always there and had the talent and had the brains and the support, but just I had a little bit different thing in mind. And Yeah, so fault of my own, but I actually went to school and college for aviation maintenance and engineering, and I learned a ton. I do have my A&P license, which is airframe and power plant license. I did end up getting a college degree, and I learned a lot about fabrication. I learned a lot about basically getting materials, whether it be metal, fiberglass, anything that you can possibly imagine aviation related to do what I wanted it to do. When I got out of college, I went to work for Cummins Diesel, ironically the same place where my father worked for many, many years and retired. And there I worked into their they had just put in a multi-million dollar block line where they was making the blocks for the Cummins Diesel, the Dodge Cummins Diesel trucks. And I worked on their block line where they machined the engine blocks. And there's where I worked with their lab. And I ran a salvage shop where they, every time they boogered something up, they would take it off the line. It was a transfer line. And I fixed it by hand. So I worked under some of the greatest and most inspirational people in my life as far as learning materials and learning how to do things. Card-carrying tool and die makers. And basically they would take the blocks that were bad, something that happened, and they would bring it back to our shop. And we had equipment like DeVlig jig bores. We had Pratt & Whitney honing machines. If Pratt & Whitney sounds familiar to you, aircraft engines, it was actually a piece of equipment that was developed for Pratt & Whitney during the World War II era for radial engines on aircraft. And these were all things that was commonplace, good pieces of equipment. And I learned how to run them through, like I said, card-carrying tool and die makers. And they would basically take the blocks that came off the line that had mistakes from this multi-million dollar block line, and they would bring it back to us. And basically, for lack of a better term, we would take chicken shit and turn it into chicken soup, because everything that came back to us was scrap on its way to the dumpster. And my job was to fix it by hand and turn their scrap into money. And without trying to pat myself on the back too much, I was very good at the job. And I worked that job for 12 years. I learned about I learned a lot about metallurgy. I made all of their, for you guys that know me and know what I make my knives out of, I made all of their machine pads, as far as where the block set, indicators, all that stuff. I made it all out of, you guessed it, 01 tool steel. I learned every bit about its chemical makeup. And my whole entire life, I have been bred, born, fed, shit, the whole nine yards, 01 tool steel, and I understand it 110%. Out the door. So, wow, what a yawn. Hold on, let me take a swig of brew here. Wet the old whistle. But, yeah, so anyway, this whole time, my dad still continued to make knives. And, you know, I kind of got into it, too. And just from watching my old man, and it came to the point to where I started making knives. And I get the ability to work with my hands came from my dad. However, my mother is the one that has the artistic ability. She used to do some paintings, and she had some fantastic paintings, did some a bunch of great things. Both of my parents are still alive, and I love them dearly. And I was just so fortunate to take both of those great traits from both of my parents. I took the artistic ability from my mother, and I took the ability to work with my hands from my father, and both of those just turned out to be, as far as I'm concerned, a God-given talent, and I'm very thankful to have it, and it's a big reason, if not all the reason, why I'm here today. So, that's a little bit about me. I worked at that job for almost 20 years. And then it got to the point to where, with everything, all of the technology, they were bringing in younger engineers, and they didn't want anybody to have to use their brains anymore, and they wanted to go all to automation, and they started getting rid and scrapping all of these wonderful pieces of equipment that I was... taught on, and they wanted it to go to all CNC. And don't get me wrong, folks, CNC is great. I have a small CNC here in my shop now, but it also killed a lot of knowledge that is out there by the older generation. I absolutely love to be able to learn new things, and I also enjoy being able to learn old things. And there's a lot of wisdom that lies in age, whether it be a person, whether it be a piece of equipment, whether it be something. But yeah, it was a sad time. So I had an opportunity to transfer to another place, which was the same company but closer to home. And I was working about 80 hours a week before that anyway. And my wife encouraged me to do it, and we thought it was the great decision. And lo and behold, and I won't get into all that, it didn't work out. And at that same time, my knife making had gotten to a lot better level. And I had built my own shop, saved up all my money, everything that I've got in here now. And I just made the leap of faith. And it's been kind of a hard road, but let me tell you, people... for all the people that sit there and tell you that you're crazy, you're nuts, I promise you, there is nobody out there more crazy and more nuts than me. And if you have the determination and the support and the love to do something, then by God, you go out and do it. And I have no regrets. And this is who I am. And if you are on here, my assumption is you pretty much already know what I have to offer the world. This is kind of a little bit of a, I guess we could say, a serious episode. But my intention in this is to have a hell of a lot of fun, meet a hell of a lot of new people, and... Just continue on the fantastic adventure that is TM Hunt and TM Hunt Custom Knives. And I feel very blessed to be here, and I hope that you all will be a part of it.